The Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Loud opinions and money time moments. BetMGM Tonight rolls on.
Westwood One Sports. Sorry, I was just soaking in that goal, watching that replay. Not only do we have one, we got two goals to fill you in on Team USA as we welcome you back to BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable filling in for Brad Evans. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a second. 310-840-4910. So Team USA got on the board in the very seventh minute of this game against Paraguay in their first game of the World Cup on an own goal, but one that was created by Christian Pulisic, Captain America, as he was trying to cross the ball right into the middle part of the 18-yard box, and Paraguay defender Damian Bobadilla happened to deflect off of him and took a very fortunate bounce for Team USA off the defender into the goal, 1-0 USA, and then they just scored a couple of minutes ago, but it was ruled offside. And so Follerin Balogun had his goal ruled off. That's the Team USA striker. A half of a foot, that's fine. I'll get one anyway. And he scores 3 minutes later. Follerin Balogun on the assist from Christian Pulisic on a beautiful counterattack. Team USA went right down the sideline. Beautifully weighted ball. Pulisic got on the other end of it, crossed it inside on a dime. Balogun, first time finish, right into the bottom right corner. 2-0 USA over Paraguay. 34th minute here in the first half. So that is an amazing start. Kate, you were hoping for Team USA win. You bet Team USA, and I'd say you're sitting pretty right about now.
I'm feeling pretty confident with where we're at this point in the game, Pat. Much more confident than I was yesterday, last night when we were watching the Stanley Cup Final, and I bet Vegas and, well, Carolina was putting up goal after goal after goal. So I'm feeling pretty good here with USA.
Yes, as you should. I mean, they've dominated the game. Paraguay had like a one or two chances in the first 5 minutes. Since then, it's been all red, white, and blue. So there you go, 310-840-4910. Thanks again to Michael C. Wright for joining us last segment to talk about the Spurs and more about the Spurs in the NBA Finals as the Knicks are up 3-1, game 5 tomorrow night. Let's get to your phone calls here. Johnny in Atlanta is next up on BetMGM tonight. Oh, Johnny, I was thinking of you after that 29-point comeback win, my man. How are you doing now that the Knicks are one win away from a first title in 53 years?
I'm feeling the same. Like, hey, all right, so you know they're going to win game 5 because they want their money in New York. So they gonna get game 5, and they should finish it off because guess what? The coaching staff showed you they are incapable to coach this team. Everybody was mad that De'Aaron Fox and Wimby, it wasn't their fault. They didn't lose that game. They lost that game in third quarter with the poor coaching decision they had. He didn't slow the game down, and he let them keep on chucking up threes. So guess what? You lost the game because you don't know how to coach. So it's not De'Aaron Fox, and it's not Wimby's fault. It shouldn't have even been that close. But I will say this. For throwing the egg at Wimby, and if he come out and put up 60 points for the next three games, I would be very happy about that. So that's what I'm thinking right now.
I know you would, Johnny. And here's the thing. I agree with you in some regard that it was Mitch Johnson's fault. It wasn't all his fault. You blame Mitch Johnson for Wemby. Did Mitch Johnson miss those two free throws that Wemby missed with under 2 minutes to go? Did Mitch Johnson make a dumb mistake that a veteran point guard should never make? You get the ball with a chance to make a team foul you and take some seconds off the clock, and De'Aaron Fox thought he could make a layup against 6'7" phenom OG Anunoby? That wasn't on Mitch Johnson.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. But my point is like this. If he would have slowed the game down in the third quarter and they just could work play sets to get in the paint and score 2 points, they shouldn't even brought it back within that. That's why I say they lost the game in the third quarter. It shouldn't even been that close. Of course, Wemby missed 2 free throws was a big thing, big deal. But I'm gonna blame it on he's young and he got put in this situation. I'll take it like that. De'Aaron Fox, that was just a dumb mistake. That was a get back from Mike Brown. Say, hey, I knew you wasn't the guy in Sacramento, but guess what? They chose you over me. So I give you that. But still, it's Mitch Johnson because you gave him a 29-point lead. You didn't set the plays up. It'd be different if he set the plays up. That's my thing, y'all.
So now, Johnny, appreciate the call. So now it's Wemby's young. I mean, I don't know, Kate. I just keep hearing best player in the NBA already, face of the league already. Face of the league went 3-for-14 in the second half. Missed a couple alley-oop layups, bricked 2 free throws with under 2 minutes to go. I mean, at a certain point, doesn't your best player have to win you the game, right? I mean, we say coaches coach and players play, and most often the team with the best player on the floor wins the NBA Finals. Well, I said after game one, Jalen Brunson's the best player on the floor and the best player in this series. And Wemby, all they had to do was not stink up the joint in the fourth quarter, and they would have won the game no matter how many bad coaching decisions Mitch Johnson made in the third.
Wemby hasn't been young all season long. Like, that hasn't been the narrative. This team as a whole has been young, but it's been Stephon Castle. It's been Dylan Harper, your rookie that's starting. It's been Bryant off the bench. No one has really pointed to Wemby as being like, oh, Wemby is the young one here. No, Wemby's the one with experience. Wemby's the one that's played international. He's played in the Olympics. So, yeah, I think that's kind of a cop-out. Mitch Johnson admitted to things not going quite as or I should say him not doing the best coaching job, especially in that third quarter. So, yes, there is some blame to be put there. But I liked that Michael C. Wright told us that the Spurs were taking the water bottles, things being thrown at their team bus personally. So Johnny in Atlanta pointing to that of they're probably going to come out and be fired up with the egg that was thrown at Wemby. I think that's all very valid, and I'm glad that the Spurs are at least feeling that way and wanting to respond in that manner.
Yeah, 310-840-4910. Team USA almost just scored again, a whisker wide of the post on a tremendous header attempt. But still 2-0 USA over Paraguay, 39th minute in their opening game of the World Cup. All right, when we come back, we'll talk Micah Parsons, because what the hell is this guy saying? What is he going on about? He's got two mind-blowing quotes that you have got to hear us react to, or you got to hear us tell you what he said and react to it when we come back. I know it's June, but Micah Parsons never afraid to stir up the conversation, for better or for worse. 310-840-4910. I'm Pat Boyle. She's Kate Constable. This is BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports.
The Knicks are one win away from their first NBA title in over 50 years. New York can taste it. Up 3-1 in the series. Can they finish the job? Game 5 is in San Antonio. Tomorrow night, Westwood One Sports.
Empower. Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Dang! Sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
Guy said these were slice-proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we want you to know that if you need a positive sign toward achieving your goal of home ownership, this is it. Because even though today's housing market can seem discouraging, our Home Buyer's Choice Loan offers members down payment options as low as 0% with no required private mortgage insurance. Look for your sign today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/zerodown.
Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So as for Old Trapper, buy name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?